Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
.335 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and the weather's lovely. I just got to tell you this. If you are headed out to join me over in Glen Allen to enjoy Kevin Sorbo's presentation, well, it's going to be great. I was torn. You know, what am I going to wear? You know, I spend a lot of time. No, I don't. But I thought, short sleeves, we're good. It's going to be at 70 degrees at 6 o'clock this evening, so it's going to be absolutely fine. Now, overnight, it's going to be darn right frigid, and you'll have to deal with that on your own. But we're 13 days away from the election. And there's a brand new hit piece in The Atlantic. No shock there. John Kelly has a quote, and as the Trump campaign has rightly pointed out, this is all crap that's been out there before that's been thoroughly debunked. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but if you're really believing any of this nonsense, especially coming today, 13 days before the election, then you need professional help. Take a deep breath, stay focused on what really is going on and why it's really going on, and do what you need to do. A good way to stay up to date with things, by the way, is the Daily Caller. Our pal Mary Rook is an analysis writer. That's the big title. A commentarian, I think, is another good one. But she's a great writer, and she's at the Daily Caller, and she joins us on a regular basis. She's got a big documentary coming out called Cleaning Up Kamala, and I'm happy to say she's with us. Mary, good afternoon.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, the pleasure's mine. Great to have you back. I want to talk about cleaning up Kamala, but before we get into that, because there's more than a couple of chuckles there about how our friends in the legacy news media have handled themselves, what's your sense 13 days in front of this election?
You know, I try not to be too positive with this kind of stuff. As we know, it's kind of come down to the wire, and it's a little bit nerve-wracking. However, I think that when you're looking at, return ballots and people showing up to the polls in these swing states, and it's looking good for Trump, and especially in somewhere like Pennsylvania. And, you know, I know that Florida is not really a swing state anymore, but mm-hmm. have you seen the ballot stuff coming out of Miami-Dade, where Republicans are up in Miami-Dade County in Florida, which is traditionally a very blue county? I mean, I think this kind of speaks to where we are nationally. I think that there's going to be a wide variety of different types of demographics voting for Trump that would have typically voted Democrat, but instead have realized that their life has been considerably worse under the Biden-Harris administration, and they didn't want four more years of that. So I think that's kind of where I sit. I feel positive about it. However, things can change.
Well, certainly things can change, but I think you're so spot on, Mary, because that's what it is. Every one of us, regardless of what team jersey you might wear regularly, every one of us is paying more for gasoline, we're paying more for food. We can't even envision our kids being able to get a mortgage to buy a house, and that cuts across all lines. I mean, it's right there,
right.
It's easy to consume, and I don't know, unless you're a confirmed masochist, I don't know why you'd want four more years of this nonsense. I got
to ask
about your, now it's called a documentary, but shall we say it is rather humorous, your appraisal of this, Cleaning Up Kamala. Our friends, the legacy news media, man, they got all their stuff together, all their brooms and paintbrushes just in time to do the job, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this documentary has been really fun to promote because, unlike some of our other ones that, you know, this is a pretty serious topic, but we tackle it in a little bit of a different way. There's less of the ominous tone and more of like laughter whenever you're reading it, because I think at this point it's so sad that you have to laugh. They have debased themselves in such a way that I think the American people, at least the majority of them, are looking at legacy media and really turning them out. I mean, you see that in, you know, just viewership alone. But then also, you know, a lot of people will say, I used to consume this type of media all the time, and then I saw one thing that hit me and said, okay, well, if they can lie to me about this topic, then they're probably lying to me about more. And I think that's what our hope is for this documentary, that we give people several different topics to latch onto and say, okay, well, if corporate media is willing to lie to me about this, then I bet you they're lying to me about a lot more.
So you're out there, you're making this film, and you're examining all of this, and because you've been with us before, and I read your stuff regularly, I know you're smarter than the average bear. You knew all this stuff what was out there. Was there anything that jumped up, even in your courage, that in your coverage, rather, that made you say, oh, man, even I didn't think of this crazy stuff?
You know, there was one that was really funny. There was a fact check that the Daily Caller's investigative team dug up. It says, Kamala Harris oversaw a police department that was abusing people's rights, and that she did not disclose the defense attorneys to defense attorneys when there was exculpatory evidence. She didn't do that. She never did. And so what happened? Along came a federal judge and said enough is enough, and he freed 1,000 people that she had put behind bars. And PolitiFact had to rate the claim mostly true, because it is. And, you know, it's 100% true, but they can't go behind and say, oh, this is 100% true. This is actually what happened. A federal judge had to come and clean up her mess. So they have to read it mostly true. You know, so it's like I said earlier, it's sad. That's 1,000 people whose lives were drastically changed and ruined because of what she did. And she had to have a federal judge come and clean it up for her. And then PolitiFact can't even sympathize with 1,000 Americans who she ruined. Instead, they have to sympathize with the Democratic candidate and say mostly true. So,
you know, it's insane. And the only thing I'm thinking, I'm sitting here, Mary, I'm going, well, mostly true, because they stopped counting at 501, right? They didn't get to the other 499
right.
people whose lives were screwed up because of her. Tell me a little bit more about this, because I do want people, obviously, to go and watch the documentary Cleaning Up Kamala, and you'll explain to us the best way to do it. But what are some of the other things that you were able to cover as part of this documentary?
You know, what we really wanted to do is kind of lay it out from her, the beginning of when she was AG, and how they started cleaning her up as she starts doing her Senate run, and then obviously her first run for president, where she failed miserably and then ended up having to take the back seat to Joe Biden, and then now in her next presidential run. And we kind of go through a bunch of different topics, including one of my favorites, which is she the border czar? Is she not the border czar? And, you know, we show in the film several different outlets who in, you know, 2021, 2022, call her outright the border czar, but then had to go back and change it and say, well, we were wrong when we put this in there, or didn't even mention the edit at all and just edited it to make it better for her. And as we know, she was definitely the border czar, put in charge of what's going on with illegal immigration, and we've seen the devastation that's happened there. So, I, you know, that's it. What we're trying to do with this is give people the ability to have the facts as they are. There's no, you know, right-leaning, left-leaning slant on here. This is just everything that we found up to the point of us making the documentary, and what people can do with it. And, you know, I say this a lot to the people I work with, that it's really too bad that we put this out before we were able to get that 60 Minutes CBS interview with her, because that would have been another perfect example to add into the documentary, where they literally tweet out a video and her garbled response, and then in the live airing, they, you know, doctor it and make it seem like she's more intelligent than she is. And so the issue is that there are going to be a lot of voters that only see the live airing, and they know that. And so we're hoping that this gives people a chance to be able to make the decision on whether they keep tuning corporate media in.
Well, I need people to watch this, because I want people to fully understand. What is the best way for people to watch Cleaning Up Kamala?
So you can go to cleaningupkamala.dailycaller.com and subscribe. We have, it's obviously part of our Patriot subscription, and so if you subscribe there, you also get access to all of the rest of our great documentaries that we put out throughout the year. We have things on the transgender craze. We have things on squatters' rights and, you know, all these different topics that affect Americans on a daily basis. But this has by far been the funniest and best one, I think, that we've put out.
I'll tell you something, Mary. Number one, it is great. I say that not because you're here. I said it to my producer, Jeremy. I've said it to anybody that I can come in contact with. You got to watch this. And if you're of a certain age, and you are far younger than I am, Mary, so you don't remember this firsthand, but I do. I remember the old Soviet press, Pravda, Izvestia. You know, they'd have a photo. Then they'd erase somebody one year. They'd put somebody else in there. This event we all watched. No, it never actually happened. And it was... My God, it was. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? And now our corporate media, our...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Legacy news media hacks at the national level, especially, man, this is them. They got the t-shirt.
Oh, absolutely. The media have manufactured their perfect candidate, and they are willing to do whatever it takes to continue to prop her up.
Wow, it's crazy. Well, cleaning up Kamala, by the way, goes in the non-fiction category. The Atlantic drop today is purely in the fiction category. It's an absolutely appalling article with these old, tired lines that didn't fly the first time. So, cleaningupkamala.dailycaller.com. That's the best way. Go, people, sign up as a Patriot subscriber.
Absolutely.
All right. What else you got? You got cooking. You got anything else? Are you busy for the next 13 days? Are you
Oh, absolutely not. You know, the brakes are not on the car at this point. We are just rolling down the hill. I'm actually covering that Atlantic piece today and what it could mean for Kamala's campaign. You know, I think that there was a really interesting anecdote that they put in there that, of course, it was trained to hit Trump, where he reportedly said, you know, why does it cost $60,000 to bury a Mexican, which is derogatory, racist, and bigoted? He didn't say it. Everybody's claiming he didn't say it. Even John Roberts from Fox News said he was in the pool that day as a press reporter. And he said that Trump was nothing but respectful and helpful to the family and wanted to do whatever he could to help them. So we know it's wrong, but I think that what the media did in this is accidentally exposed where Kamala's greatest weakness is, and I think that is with Hispanic voters, and we're going to see that in places like Miami-Dade. We're going to see that in places like Arizona, Nevada. So I'm really, you know, we have a lot going on right now at the Daily Caller, and as you said, there's no time off. There's no breaks. Actually took a little bit of a siesta a couple weeks ago in order to prepare for the last couple weeks before the election, just so that I had the energy up.
I got you. Well, listen, Mary, I say this each time you're with us. I thank you for being here. I love what you do over there at the Daily Caller. I think you got a great team at the Daily Caller. Cleaningupkamala.dailycaller.com is where we're going to send people. I'll get this up on all of my social media, make it real easy for folks to slide on over there. Keep doing the great work, Mary. I look forward to chatting with you again.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you. That is Mary Rook from the Daily Caller. Check it out. Cleaning Up Kamala. This media has built Kamala Harris they from scratch. Well, she's done all these things wrong. These are all terrible ideas. These are a word salad she's prepared. Not to worry. We have a cleanup on aisle six. And they come along and they clean everything up. But there gets to a point where you've just seen it too much. You've heard it too much, right? There's no way to go back and remake this. And I'm just hoping against hope that people are really honestly...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.